Oh, I didn't have a joke ready, Coxie.
It's that kind of day, Woz. It's pouring rain. It's about to snow in Tassie. It's not the day for a joke, perhaps. We can go joke-free.
Not a joking around kind of a day.
Maybe we can go joke-free. I don't have one either.
A joke-free day.
I have to prepare pretty hard to bring a joke to the table. It's a lot of research. They don't come naturally to me.
We're not naturally funny.
No, I do think we're pretty humorous. My family think I'm funny, but they might be laughing at me, not with me.
I think so. Laughing in, it's that groan-worthy laugh.
Oh, mum. Yeah.
Yes.
All the time.
Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Woz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade. Helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
G'day listeners, welcome to another Tradies in Business episode. They just keep on coming, don't they? It's like it's the show that never goes away.
I feel like we need some sound effects for today's episode. We used to have a sound effect machine thing that we would use at our 90-day planning sessions, remember?
I'll go and spend inordinate amounts of time procrastinating on the interwebs and find some sound effects.
Jeez, that sounds like fun. Your life must be so thrilling, Laurie.
It's riveting, Coxie. It has to be after, we've been doing this now for 7 years, Nicole.
You've been doing this for 7 years and the Tradies in Business podcast has existed under various names for 7 years.
Yes. It's only had two names.
Only two?
Yeah.
Okay. I felt like there was a third one there somewhere.
No. Two names. Always had the word tradie and business in it. Tradies Business Show. And yep. Then we just dropped the show thing because that sounded a bit pretentious, to be honest.
Well, yes. And I think back when you did start the podcast 7 years ago, it probably fit really well. I think it was more of a show feeling in a podcast. Nowadays, they're very common.
Well, lots of people were calling their podcast a show. I think Timbo Reed, one of our previous guests, used to. I don't know if he still does. It was the Small Business Big Marketing show. And I think he dropped the show, as we did when we morphed into Tradies in Business. I think it just was the way we did things back in the day, Nicole, back in the dim, dark ages of podcasting 7 years ago.
Because you're absolutely the guy in my life that follows all the trends too.
Oh, yeah. I am an absolute fashionista, Coxie.
Yep. A lot has changed, even in the few years we've been doing this together. A few years, I think, I don't know, we need to go back and figure out the date we actually did start doing this.
Feels like and a long time anyway.
It does feel like a long time. A lot has changed. I can remember being so nervous in those early episodes.
You were crapping your dax.
I was. I wasn't looking forward to it. It's because we run with a no edit policy, I was just a little bit nervous that I might swear or I'd get a mental blank, and I do from time to time get a mental blank, but you save me, fortunately, or I perhaps my thoughts will wander and I'll take us down a tangent that I shouldn't, and it turns out that you do that expertly all the time anyway, so that wasn't anything I needed to worry about.
King of the tangents.
Yes. So I used to be quite, not uncomfortable, just nervous about making sure that I stepped up to the table and delivered my best every time. Typical perfectionist mind space. Mm-hmm. And now I prefer it the way we roll. It's good fun.
And yet it's perfect just the way it is, Nicole.
For those people that listen to us regularly, yes.
Maybe that's why we don't get more listeners.
Maybe.
But then they don't know because they're not listening. So
no.
It's hard to create content for 7 years and not wonder if we're bringing value or talking about what you want us to talk about. Listeners, g'day. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks to anyone who has been listening for the entire 7 years.
We occasionally people say I've listened to every single episode.
I feel like we should get some medals minted and send them out to the 7-year continuous listeners.
I just remember one of our 7-year continuous listeners, so maybe we could get some mattles made.
Some mattles?
Yeah. Did you? Oh, Matt, I hope
tipping the hat to Matt.
That was a good one.
Tipping the hat to Matt.
Not often I can pull one out on the fly, and yet I did.
Some medals made out of metal.
Yep.
Is that like dark matter? Is that what Matt has on when he's not having a great day? Matter?
That's not a bad one. I just love his metaphors, and who would have thought that it would inspire so many of our own?
And he's nearly as big as the Matterhorn, so we could just call him the Matterhorn. And that has some other connotations that we should probably stay away from.
Correct. And today we wanted to talk about, so the podcast has evolved a lot, obviously. There's been some changes in co-hosts, changes to our music, changes to our intro, the way we mix it up, some of the programs we talk about, some of the things that we do. But what hasn't changed is our love to serve tradies and bring you, I guess, as much good content as we can, but also our thoughts on where things are at within the industry. This, my favorite thing I think about podcasts is the fact that we get to share our opinion in a closed circuit, so we don't actually get to hear back from you if you don't like our opinion on something. But it's a great opportunity, though, to share our own experiences with you. And I feel like the podcast has really evolved, even just in the time you and I have worked together. To cover some really diverse topics. We've covered some big stuff, a lot of mental health, a lot of the how-to within the business where you want to make some change, but also some personal stuff for you and I as we've worked through some big issues over the years. And then, of course, the Daily Tradie Rona cast. Gosh, that was a mouthful. That kept us on our toes for a while, didn't it?
Oh, man. That turned into hard work, I got to say.
And we did attempt it again this year, but it seems every time we try, something goes wrong in our personal life, so we won't be doing it again.
And that's the thing about, I think, the difference with podcasting compared to many other platforms is it's easier to be a bit more open and raw with a podcast, I think, whereas you think about a radio program, if you're a talkback jock or if you're doing TV or something like that, the level of production is enormous. And so you tend not to be off the cuff or spur of the moment. And I know there's a lot of highly produced podcasts as well. Ours is not one of them. That, they're scripted, literally. And they work in certain genres. And I like the way that we just jump on the microphone and chat about a topic. And I feel like that really fits with you, our listeners, because that's what your day-to-day life is like. Stuff just comes up all the time and you have to deal with stuff. So we like to do that here at the podcast as well, Tradies in Business. And we ask for this a lot, and we get the odd bit of feedback from our listeners on what the heck do you want us to cover? We're going to share a few things with you that are coming up in 2022, and as another year rolls around, and I'm sure a lot of people will be hoping that on January the 1st, the magical thing will happen that everyone hoped would happen at the start of 2021. I think it went completely the opposite way to what everybody was wishing for. Maybe if we wish for the opposite, if we wish for global tyranny and destruction, we'll actually get what we wanted in 2021. Is that how it works, Coxie?
No, I don't think that's a good idea to put that out into the universe in any way, shape,
or reverse psychology doesn't work on the universe?
I don't think so.
Because, I'll give you more of that shit. over 7 years, I mean, have a think, listeners. 7 years ago, what were you doing?
Good question.
And what has changed for you in the past 7 years? So November 2014 to now, what has changed for you in your business life, your personal life? How has your health changed? How's your mindset changed, your approach to life? What are your kids up to if you've got any? Maybe you managed to get rid of them in the last 7 years and celebrate. But 7 years is a heck of a long time, and it's actually long enough to build an amazing business in 7 years.
Gosh, yeah, 7 years is a long time in business. From considering so many of them don't make it past that second or third year, seven years is a really long time. And just, I think in our lives in general, a lot changes in 7 years. 7 years old. Well, it's a cycle. They say the 7 year cycle, don't they? 7 years is a long time for a lot to change. Children come and go, as you say, you know, they grow up and leave home. Mine are all starting to leave home. New houses are purchased, suburbs are moved, new business opportunities turn a corner, new people come into your life, some people leave. Lots of things happen in 7 years. It's pretty exciting. And we hope that we can continue to do this for another seven. Gosh, do we really want to do that?
You got the 7 year itch?
I got a few itches. No, because I haven't been doing it for 7 years.
I have got this weird itch under my left foot lately, and it's not athlete's foot. I wonder if that's the 7 year itch starting, Coxie. It's time for me to, you know, step out, put my left foot forward.
So let's talk about what we're doing next year then, to put your left foot forward.
To scratch my itch.
Look at me coming in with the segues.
Yeah, shut up, Woz. You're not going anywhere. Next year is going to be a cracker, regardless of what the heck the government and the world does with anything. We're going to make it a cracking year, irrespective of any things, because we're so good now at adapting to daily change that it's like, bring it on. We don't care.
I think next year's the year that we've finally come good on our stadium tour. Regular listeners to the show would recall our stadium world tour that we were going on in Outback Australia or regional Australia a couple of years ago that never got to happen. So 2022 for me is very much about connection. And because I feel that's the one thing that we've been deprived over the last couple of years with the state of the world. So it's very much about connection. It's very much about rallying with some different flavoured events. So you have an opportunity to come and say g'day, to spend some time with us, to chill, have a bit of fun, maybe have a beer or two or more. It'll be very much about... Yes. Or a pub. Yum! Club squash. Or... Mum and Dad used to buy, we would go to the pub on a Friday night, Mum and Dad buy a packet of Smith's crisps and open, you know, they'd split them down the middle and put them on the table and everybody got to share one little packet of chips, tight asses. but you can come and enjoy that with us. A big part of our focus for next year is about connection. So we're yet to build out what that will look like. We live in two of the most challenging states to travel to and from at the moment. And so when we get some clarity around how that can work, we will be looking to implement our stadium tour again. Let's get back out there talking to people. But it's not the only thing we're doing. We're having a retreat.
Mm.
We are going away. We're chilling and kicking back, the ladies and I. We're going to have a Tradie Wives retreat. We are going to spend some good time together connecting. There's a theme. Maybe it's my word for 2022.
2022, reconnect.
Reconnect. We're going to spend some time connecting over some wine. We'll do a few awesome exercises to remind them of who they are and what their aims and goals are for the year ahead.
Maybe eat some crisps.
We might eat some chippies. You know how much I love them. It's me. Australia's number one chip judge for the National Chip Awards.
That's your life goal, isn't it, Coxie?
It's my life goal.
But yes, ladies retreat sounds wonderful for you ladies.
Yes, but the gents are going to have one too. We're not forgetting the gents.
Yeah, we're going to have a dudes get together.
You are.
We're also continuing with our Tradies in Business Excellence Awards, Coxie. So
yeah.
we're trotting out the second year of our annual awards. So we're going to do it again. We've learned lots of lessons from the first year, which was a great toe in the water.
It was.
And we're already deep into the planning phase of that. I'm trying to think of the things other than the big one, but I'll just go straight for the big one because I'm a boy, so I'll go for the big one, is our conference in October 2022. And this is open to everybody, not just clients of us here at Tradies in Business. It's open to you as listeners. Anybody who is in a trade business can join us at conference. We're currently nailing down the venue, perhaps literally, because it's probably storm season about then. But yes, we're going to have some great speakers. We've got a few lined up already. We're working on the program. There'll be a bit of a tradie twist to conference. So it won't be one of those wanky, you know, like financial planning or bookkeeping conferences. Yawn. It's going to be a bit of a different twist, I think, on a conference.
I think it'll
be a lot of fun.
Heaps
of learning.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's one of those areas that tradies really miss out on. We don't do a lot of the connecting with one another. It's very common that you and I talk to tradies who feel very alone, and that's because we don't have these kinds of events where we get to come together and be reminded that we're all facing the same sort of challenges. So the conference will be very much about solving some of those issues for those who come along. But it's also not an opportunity that tradies normally get. And I would suggest that's because traditionally they can be quite stuffy and very curated, which is something we will purposely be avoiding here at Tradies in Business when we do our conference next year. It'll be a bit of fun. There'll be plenty of downtime, plenty of time for that reconnection that we're talking about, plenty of time to spend with us having a bit of fun, a laugh, but also working on some of those bigger issues so that you actually walk away with some great key learnings and with some tools and the ability to make some change within your business, but also your relationship. God, how scary is that? You might actually get an opportunity to work on your relationships. But a big focus for us is making sure that you have a healthy lifestyle and a healthy family. So working on you yourself as a person is a big part of that. It's also a big part of running your business. So we do have some plans there to have some guest speakers to help us with some personal growth and development as well.
And then wrapped around all of that is some new products. We're working on a couple new courses for people to make, I guess, change in your trade business more accessible and pretty much just remove excuses. So you've got less excuses to not do something rather than just keep mining the podcast for some great tips, which we will continue to do. I can't see us ever stopping this. I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I didn't record podcast episodes with you, Coxie.
No.
So lots of good stuff happening. We're reworking our website. We're doing all sorts of cool stuff. And keep an ear out for some other little sneaky things that we might share with you soon. But apart from that, just want to say thank you to those of you who listen, whether this is your first episode or your 500th, 7 years. It doesn't actually feel like a long time until I sit here and think about 7 years of my life and sitting at this microphone in all sorts of places with different guests and content. It's been a great ride. And as you said, Coxie, we look forward to the next 7 year cycle here at Tradies in Business. If you would like to tell us what the bloody hell you want us to talk about next, please share it with us. We really do love to hear from you, listeners. So do tell us what you would like us to talk about, or tell us some of the stuff that you found completely boring and pointless that we have talked about. Do give us some feedback. We only get better because of you. So probably the easiest way to do that is hit us on our socials. You can go and join the Facebook group, which is Tradies Only, or you could just hit us on any of our socials, Tradies in Business. We're very easy to find. We've made it very simple for you. And you can drop us a message or put a post up. However you want to do it, please do let us know. What should we talk about next?
Maybe we should threaten radio silence until somebody gives us some feedback.
We'll do one of those weird episodes where it's just 3.5 minutes of this.
That was unscripted and done.
I don't think I could be quiet for 3.5 minutes.
You could not be quiet for 3.5 minutes. Unless you were letting someone else speak, maybe then you could do it.
Watch me. Hold my beer. That sounded like a challenge.
I think it might be. Thanks for listening to our show.
Thank you very much, Haru.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.